won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and bean.
Okay, let's make you something nice with award-winning CWA chef Sarah Borer. Hello, Sarah. Now, I've got an update for you, Sarah. Steffi Maynard, our 13-year-old, she finally made the Anzac biscuits on the weekend.
Oh, yes, and what's the review?
With the coconut. Very good. Very good. God. And makes a lot, and she made... The cookies were pretty big, and we actually said, you know, you could probably do half the size, double the amount. So I do wonder how much my wife actually contributed to the effort, though, in the kitchen. I noticed that Cass was doing a lot of the mixing and the stirring.
Yeah.
And Steffi said, I'm not strong enough to do it.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough recipe to stir.
It seems so. It seems so. But they were tasty, so.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it does make a lot. But it's good because then you can give them away to people and it looks like you've put in a lot of effort and you've been really thoughtful and, you know, you've made a whole batch of Anzac biscuits for them. But in reality, you've just made one huge batch of biscuits and you've just can't realistically feed them all in.
She took them to school the next day and I think they went down well with school. There's still plenty left over, so that's what we're enjoying this week.
I can imagine she was really popular then.
Now, this week, we're going to make a Thai chicken satay curry. Guess what I made on Saturday, on Sunday?
Oh, the same thing.
Well, it's not this recipe. I did make a, and I've never had a go at this, I did a slow cooker a chicken satay. And it was, it was okay. So I'm hoping this one might be better.
This is really good. And I find all of the time I keep going back to Recipe Tin Eats recipes. But I don't feel bad about it because they're so good and they're so straightforward that I think that's the reason why I just keep going back to them. They're really easy to do. This one was kind of an under 20 minutes one. It was a really cheap one as well. I think it was only published a few weeks ago, and I think it promised to feed a family of four for $20 or less, which is a big tick as well. And it had a lot of sauce in it, which when I'm putting something on rice, I want a lot of sauce.
There you go. That was the complaint at our house, that mine was not saucy enough. And I actually do agree with the complaints. It didn't have enough sauce once it was on top of the rice.
Yeah, it needs to have a lot of sauce, especially, you know, when you've got that delicious satay. This one, I think it had enough.
Okay, so where do we start?
Start off with your chicken. You need 500 grams of chicken thigh fillets. Cut it into, it says 2.5 centimetre cubes. I didn't measure it. I just eyeballed it.
No one measures it, do they? I mean, the only way you've got to, if you're cooking it, if you've got frozen chicken, the frozen thighs, you take them out of the freezer, maybe then you've got a bit of a chance of being able to measure more accurately. But if they're not frozen, you can't measure it.
No. It would be too fiddly, too sticky all over the place. You just cube it, cut it up, dice it. What you want to do is put the chicken into a bowl with what it says is the satay ingredients. So the satay ingredients, you need a tablespoon of curry powder. Any brand that you have in the cupboard already is fine. A teaspoon of white sugar, half a teaspoon of cooking salt and a teaspoon of red curry paste. What you want to do in that bowl as well is add a quarter cup of coconut milk, mix it around together to coat and then set it aside to marinate just for a little while. Then place, what you want to do is start making your sauce. So you need 120 grams, which is half a cup of just peanut butter. It does say smooth peanut butter, but if you already have crunchy peanut butter, don't worry about buying smoothie. You can use the crunchy peanut butter. 1.5 tablespoons of caster sugar, two teaspoons of curry powder, 3/4 teaspoon of cooking salt, 1/4 teaspoon of chili or cayenne powder. That's optional. So if you're not too big on the chili, you can just leave that out completely and it'll still be delicious. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1.5 tablespoons of red curry paste, 2 teaspoons of dark soy sauce, and 1.25 cups of water. So mix that together just in a separate bowl. Sorry, you want to leave the water out to begin with because you can add that in at the end just to thin the sauce out a little bit. So everything bar the water, put that into a separate bowl, whisk it together to combine, and then you start adding the water in and the remaining coconut milk. So in total, you want 270 ml of just the full fat coconut milk. Whisk it together then to combine. You're whisking it without the water to begin with because it just combines the ingredients a lot more. You'll find that if you do it with the water to start with, it just turns into a little bit of a runny mess. But either or, it will all end up combined in the end. Doesn't really matter. What you want to do after that is heat up some oil into a large, heavy-based fry pan over some high heat until it's really, really hot. Add your chicken that you've had marinating there in there and stir-fry it for about 2 minutes. Spread the chicken just in a single layer and leave it for about 30 seconds. And you're leaving it for that 30 seconds so it gets a little bit of colour on the side of it. Toss it, spread it again, leave it for another 30 seconds. Do it twice more to get some colour on all of the sides of the chicken. Then what you want to do is pour in your peanut sauce and then add in some green beans. So you want to have 120 grams of green beans, trim the ends of them and then halve them. It kind of bulks it up quite a lot when you're halving the beans. Once you've added that in with your sauce and your chicken, reduce the heat to medium and simmer it for about 5 minutes. After that's done, you're going to add some tomatoes in, and this adds a really nice a bit of a sweet kind of burst to your sauce in the end. So 120 grams of cherry tomatoes halved. Again, you're halving them, so you're bulking it up quite a bit with not too many tomatoes, really. Leave those in there for not too long, only 2 minutes, or until the beans are tender crisp, is the description that it was given. All I did was take out a bean and try it to make sure it was cooked enough. Because I suppose to make sure that it was cooked enough and the sauce had thickened a little bit. And then you're done.
That recipe is so much better than the one that I did. Mine was just out of a slow cooker book. And it was okay. But for instance, ours did not have coconut milk in it. So where there was the complaints about the lack of sauce, that's contributed a lot to it. And I like the idea that you've got cherry tomatoes in it, just to add that tomato-y flavour to it also.
Yeah, it was a nice little burst with it. And then we just served it with rice, added some sprinkled peanuts on top. The recipe did say that you can add some coriander, some sliced chilli, and you can kind of put some lime on top of it as well. We did add lime on the first night to it, and it was nice little zest to it. It was delicious, but it was so easy to make. And this is, I made it for the first time last week, but it's one that I think I'm going to start doing every few weeks or so because it was so quick and easy to do.
Yep, I'll save this one because, you know, we liked the taste of the satay. It was just that lack of saucy feel. And I love slow cookers because I'm a bit lazy and it just means I can fix things up in the morning, then I can go out for the day and do whatever, and it's looked after by the end of the day. So
this is a good one to reheat as well. I think you could probably freeze it. Because of the coconut milk, it might separate a little bit if you were to freeze it. But once you put it in the microwave, you could easily just stir it together and it would come back together quite easily.
It is a good one. That's the Thai chicken satay curry from Sarah this week. Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks so much, Clinton.
Sarah Bohr will be back next week with another recipe.